Paul Grass Motors, and I get to talk Relay for Life this morning, and just media spokesman for the Relay, Nick Owens. First of all, Nick, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be here.
And I know we have a few days before Relay, but you got an event coming up this weekend.
We do. On Sunday afternoon, we have the Survivor Ice Cream Social. It is for all of the survivors, caregivers, volunteers, community members, anybody that wants to come out and help celebrate, have some great ice cream that we have from some of our local sponsors here.
Yeah, it's going to be at Arvest Bank.
It is. It'll be at Arvest Bank over the Eastside Branch. It's going to be from 2 to 4 p.m. And like I said, everybody is welcome. It's kind of a come and go as you please. You don't have to be there for the entire time. If you're a new survivor in the community, we really encourage you to come out and get registered. You can pick up your shirt. Any questions that you have, we're going to be, all of us will be there to be able to answer any questions or go over anything for the actual event as well.
Yeah. And somebody's going to be, say, driving to work in their car and they say, wait a minute, this is Sunday afternoon. Arvest Bank's closed.
Yes, they are closed. However, we have a special connection with them. They're one of our sponsors. They have a team that comes out and supports Relay, so we are able to use their facility. It's going to be in their community room.
So come in the north door.
Yes, the north door on the north end of the Eastside Branch.
Okay. Before we, you mentioned if you're a newly diagnosed survivor, which kind of cues something that I know we need to talk to. Relay for Life uses something other than the medical definition of survivor. If you got your diagnosis this morning, by Sunday you're a survivor.
Yeah, by the time you are walking out of that office, you're a survivor. I mean, it can go as crazy or as fast as that. As soon as you find out, if you go to the doctor today and, you know, heaven forbid, knock on wood, nothing's wrong, but just in case it is, we're here to help you and we're here to look out for you. It's a road that no one wants to travel, but you don't ever have to travel it alone.
And I think it's important that we get that out, because I like that idea of Relay for Life survivorship, and it's great. And when you look at the number of people in those purple t-shirts year in, year out, it's the faces change, but it's still a great group. And I still find somebody out there that had their diagnosis 20, 30, 40 years ago that I had no idea had about with cancer.
Yes, we celebrate every aspect and every definition of it. And as if it's your fifth day being diagnosed or you finished your treatment 20 years ago, it's all, everyone is there, those purple shirts. We've started a new tradition where we're lining everyone up from the newest diagnosis date to the oldest survivor on the track. And so, I mean, we have some people, and they've been I don't want to say competing, but participating in Relay for Life the entire time that it's been here in the Bartlesville area.
It is a wonderful event, and it's, I think I also we need to mention it's a little bit shorter than it used to be. It used to be a 12-hour event, and there were some good images that were associated with that as the dawn comes up and everything. But many people, by the time you got about 2 in the morning, were falling by the wayside and said, I need to get up and go to work tomorrow morning or whatever. And so it wasn't what it could have been. I like the new hours.
Yes, exactly. We've went back and forth with discussing the time options, because with the American Cancer Society, they allow you now different time options. So you can have a 6-hour event, an 8-hour event, a 12-hour event, and there are some 24-hour events. Mm-hmm. So we have now reduced it. We are 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. So it's an 8-hour event, and it allows us to still have all the fun and all of the meaning of it, but just not require or request that everyone stays for a full 12 hours, knowing that they have work or, you know, small children with them that really can't stay up that late or anything like that.
It gives it a more flexible option. Some people probably will still, you know, stick around, because campsites, once you've set them up, you might as well use it.
Exactly. And we have those people that they're there for the long haul, and they'll stay for the entire 12 hours. After 2 o'clock, they'll just take a nap and then get up. You know, their tent's set up, so they might as well just keep it up.
Yep. And so it really is a meaningful event for everybody. It's an awareness event, and it's also a fundraiser.
It is. We try to have as much fun as possible but still keep it, you know, the serious basis of why we're actually there. And so the entire event is, of course, about fundraising. It's about having fun. It's about creating that awareness and celebrating those victories and milestones of their survivors.
Many fundraisers that we have around the area, the message comes out, these dollars are reinvested back in the community. And for a lot of those organizations, that's wonderful. But Relay kind of looks at it differently.
Yes, we do. We look at it on a, you know, nationwide and worldwide scale. We want to try to put an end to anyone ever having to hear the words, you have cancer. So a majority of our dollars are invested in research. We have thousands of research dollars. We have top researchers. We down at the OU Medical Center, we've invested some money there. So it is in the community or area, and I know people that have benefited from that as well. So it's really trying to invest on the research and awareness side of cancer.
Now, some of those dollars do come back for some local programs, but again, there's not, to the best of my knowledge, any research going on locally.
No, not in Bartlesville. There's no research currently, but we do have programs. The American Cancer Society promotes the Look Good, Feel Better, and that helps people, you know, newly diagnosed or long-term diagnosed with wig options and anything that they may need in the long run, and other area things that they try to promote is like a ride share program for people to get back and forth from treatment. Mm-hmm. And I know one of the local organizations that really helps out with a lot of that stuff is Hope Stone.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, they've got a slightly different location. They're still downtown on Frank Phillips, but a couple of blocks from where they used to be.
Yep, they're just a couple of blocks down, and it's a huge facility. They have tons of programs there, and it is beautiful. If you haven't been there, just stop by and visit. It's an amazing place.
Okay. Can somebody form a team? Is it too late to do
that? Nope, it's never too late. You can form a team up until the day of the event if you want to, and there's no restriction or anything on team size anymore. You can have as many as you want. It used to cap out at 15 and you would have to have two teams, but now you can have 50 people if you want to, and it's never too late. You can always contact me or go to the American Cancer Society website, and you can do a team. You can form a team and register online as well.
And I believe some registrations will be taken on Sunday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. We are registering people on Sunday, not just for survivors. If you want to register a team, come on out there and we'll get you all set up too.
Okay. We are, again, talking with Nick Owens about the American Cancer Society Relay for Life, and we will continue with a community connection coming up in just a minute.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And again, talking Relay for Life with Nick Owens this morning, particularly inviting you, if you are a cancer survivor or if you know one, be sure they know about the event coming up Sunday afternoon. I believe it's at 2 o'clock at RVS Bank. Is that right?
Yes, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Eastside RVS Bank. Come in the north door to their community room. We will be able to get you registered. We also have caregiver T-shirts that mm-hmm. we're going to be selling. So the survivors and their caregivers, they can come out, and the caregivers will also be able to purchase a T-shirt to be able to wear to the event or at the event or just around town so people can thank them.
Now, those caregiver T-shirts, that's relatively new, right?
It is. It is. We've only started that within the last couple of years because we have the participant shirts, we have the survivor shirts, and, you know, in the background behind every survivor, there's at least, at minimum, one to two caregivers that really focus and take care of them. And I mean, everyone in every walk of life, they have to have some sort of help, mm-hmm. no matter what degree their cancer is. And the caregivers need to have some sort of recognition too, because that can be tiring, exhausting, you know. your survivor is, you know, up in the middle of the night, had a chemo treatment that day, they're sick, they're throwing up, they're vomiting, you don't want to leave them alone. You don't want to just let them be there awake by themselves. So you're there with them at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, holding that bucket maybe, or holding their hair back or something.
Certainly holding their hand anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But depending on how severe or not severe their symptoms are at that particular minute.
It is. Yeah, that's exactly true. I mean, and so everybody that has ever, you know, and if you don't think you're a caregiver because you weren't there at their treatment or you weren't there at 2 o'clock, you know, maybe you cooked a casserole and took it to them, or you went grocery shopping for them because they were too weak, anything like that, that is what the caregiver t-shirt and recognition is designed for. Yeah. Every aspect of it.
Well, I think the caregiver, I'm sorry, they need to sleep sometime, and or to run, take care of actual personal business, pay some bills, do some grocery shopping. Somebody needs to be around sometimes just to stand in for that caregiver.
Exactly. And so they may have that, you know, husband or wife that's there 24/7, but you know, you said they have to take care of themselves. They have to be able to sleep. They have to be able to eat. They have to be able to, you know, do the adult things that we all have to do, pay bills and et cetera. And, you know, sometimes just your neighbor or friend stand in and come over, and, you know, they may just be taking a nap, but they don't want to be left alone. And that's still right there as a caregiver.
Yeah. So you include yourself on part of that team.
Exactly.
The number of times that Relay has mentioned in this community, I couldn't tell you. I know it's been going on for 25 years or more, but it is always an event that brings out people just to have fun. I mean, yes, they may not. Everybody, I think, listening to us right now was touched, knows somebody who was touched, worked with somebody who was touched, went to school with somebody who was touched. You can't help but know that influence of cancer somewhere along the line.
Exactly. Somewhere in your life, in your scope of friends, family, and coworkers, you have known or been touched by someone who has had or dealt with cancer. I mean, it doesn't a day go by that I think about, you know, my father, he had cancer, my grandfather, my grandmother on my father's side, cousin, coworkers, friends, everybody, you know.
That's about 10 luminarias for you right there.
Exactly, exactly, you know. And so I have a big row of them set up for me and for my friends and family. And so it's really, everybody has been touched by it. And if you've never been to this event, we love to have fun. It's about recognizing and honoring the survivors, the caregivers, and what Relay is all about. It's a very emotional event. I don't know that I have ever seen no one not cry at one of these events, you know? But it's a good cry. It's like a healing cry, mm-hmm. because you see that hope and you see that eventually there's going to be not a need for the American Cancer Society, because we're going to find a way to stop this disease.
Yeah, and I think that's a great goal. I wish you can get there this year. I don't think it's going to happen, but I wish you could. But this is something, you know, on the luminarias. Will you be selling those at the Ice Cream Social too?
Yep, we'll have luminarias there. We'll have everything that you could possibly need. Caregiver shirts, we could register anyone for the event. We'll have the luminaria, we'll have informational packets, we'll have everything available for what you would need to be able to know what Relay for Life is about, participate in the event, or anything like that.
And it's what, the weekend of, I'm trying to think of the numbers, 23rd, 24th?
Uh-huh, it's the 23rd into the 24th at the Dewey Football Stadium.
Okay. And starts 6 o'clock-ish?
6 o'clock, uh-huh.
So yep. This is an opportunity for people to come out. And even if you're just there for the first 3 hours and then somebody else takes your place, it's important that people show up.
Oh, it is. It's very important. We encourage and recommend that everyone participate as long as you possibly can. And if you can only stay for a few hours, you know, come for the opening ceremonies. See that sea of purple walking around that lap, you know, that's the very first lap of the evening, and it's a massive amount of purple, and it's a beautiful sight. You know, it's as the sun is starting to set in Dewey over the trees, it just casts a beautiful image. Mm-hmm. And if you can make it till when it gets dark, we have our luminaria ceremony, and that is again a beautiful picturesque event, and it just illuminates that entire field.
Yeah, but when you see that circle of lights going around the track, and some years they dim the lights more than others, but just to see those lights come on, I think is a very touching moment.
It is. That is one of the most emotional times for me, when you can see everybody around the track lighting up those bags and just knowing what that means, whether it's past, present, or future. You know, you see it all that night there.
Yeah, and again, you can purchase one of those for, I think it's $5.
It is.
Either in honor of someone carrying on the battle or in memory of someone. And the list of names, okay, it varies from year to year depending on who bought, but it is still a touching list. I don't care if there's only 10 names on it.
You know? It is. It is an amazing list, and we all of the in memory of people, we usually read that list aloud as we're lighting the luminaria, and so you can hear your loved one's name called. And then everyone that is in honor of, we encourage to be at the event just so we can honor them and thank them for being there and showing what it's like, especially some of the older ones that have been a survivor longer. They can help and reassure the people that just recently got diagnosed.
Yeah, and that's frequently, I think, around the survivor's lap and a few laps after, the stories that always get told. And some people, they've been telling the same story now for a dozen years or more, but there's always somebody new standing there, tell me your story.
Exactly. You know, and we have those fresh faces of those survivors every year, and we've had people that have been diagnosed recently as a week ago come to relay. They have never heard of it before, and they were getting their first treatment at the hospital, and the hospital mentioned that it was this weekend, so they decided to show up, and they had no idea what it was. And you know, they, like you said, had never heard those stories that we've all heard 10-15 times. But even the 15th time, I will stand there and listen to that story from that survivor, just because it never gets old to me.
Yeah. And so I know you've got a good speaker this year, but I think if I were to go down and list the names of speakers just over the past, let's say, 20 years, you've had some powerful speakers out there.
We have, and we've had speakers from all over the nation. Relay for Life, American Cancer Society, has a program called Heroes of Hope, and that takes some of their survivors and the ones that have some time available and are willing to travel around to relays and give their stories. And we've also had some very powerful local, and I still call them Heroes of Hope, even though they're not under that title with the American Cancer Society.
I think they qualify, they just haven't volunteered.
Exactly. And last year we had I can't get this right, and if you're listening, please forgive me. I can't remember if it was 20 or 25 year cancer survivor from Bartlesville, and she came and spoke, and she participated in the very first Relay for Life in Bartlesville, and she was our guest speaker last year, and it was an amazing story.
That's wonderful, and it's those stories of hope, those stories of encouragement, that just one more reason to be out there for Relay.
It is. It's amazing, and like I said, if you've never been there, please show up and find me. You can't miss me. I'm 6.5 feet tall.
That's one reason why I remember seeing you out there, I think. Well, this is going to be a great event. It's a fundraiser, and I know there are people out there who, if you tabulate their total from year after year that they put together, have raised tens of thousands of dollars for Relay for Life.
Yes, individuals, I mean, up to corporations. As an event, here in Bartlesville, the entire time Relay for Life has been here for Nowata, Osage, and Washington County, we've raised over $2.5 million, I believe, for this area.
Yeah. In many years, led the state.
Yes, we have. We get an award every year for the entire state of Oklahoma based on how much money this community is able to donate and support.
Well, again, if you tuned in late, we've just got about another minute, but I want to again encourage particularly survivors and caregivers to come over for some ice cream and some celebration. And by the way, a new T-shirt.
Yeah, new T-shirt, ice cream. We'll have all the toppings you could ever want. And, you know, just a really good time. We'll have everyone there talking. We might have a guest speaker for the ice cream social as well, but 2 to 4 at the Eastside Arvest branch.
Okay, Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4. Enter through the north side. And if you'd like to form a team, stop by. You can start that paperwork. Just basically pick up the forms and start filling out names and that sort of thing so we know who you are.
Exactly.
And then Relay for Life in a couple of weeks.
Yep, June 23rd, coming up.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Nick Owens, he is media contact for Relay for Life, and you are invited. Again, coming up Sunday afternoon, Arvest Bank. Be there, and we'll see you out there in a couple of weeks. Going around the track at Dewey High School. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
On the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. A report from...